We know from countless sources and all of the Sifrei Musar the primacy of Midos in the living a life of Torah, living a life of Yashrus, living a life of sanity almost in this world. Midos really are the most critical thing. The Loshon of the Medrash is Lo nitna ha-mitzvahs el letzaref benes ha-midos. The whole purpose for the mitzvahs are to refine human character. And that's really, the Goyin says, if not for tikkun ha-midos, then what's it all about? And I think that anything that we can do to appreciate the importance, the significance, the benefits, the strength of the power of different midos can be very helpful in motivating us to work. In the parasha of Vayera, we find that the Malachim came, and then at one point in the conversation with Avraham Avinu, they asked, "Where is Sarah? Aye Sarah ishtecho?" So the Sipurno on that says, "Ki kavonas hashlichus hoiso levaser es Sarah." The kavona of the shlichus was to announce to Sarah that she's going to have a child after so many years. She tismachi v'toideh. She should be happy, rejoice, and I guess and be thankful or thank. That the Ibur should be more bishleimus. That pregnancy that she has should be more perfect, more appropriate, more healthy, more complete. And because it says, because Avram already knew, so this wasn't for the psura of Avram Avinu, and therefore they asked Al-Sora to be mevaser this psura to her. So it just seems to be something that's very interesting. They want to let her know that she's going to have a child. Okay, so she's going to have a child. That's not shayach. That after so many years, you know, bas tishim shona, and but it seems that they had a kavona in letting her know about it specifically. Maybe Avram would tell her. Maybe he wouldn't tell her. I don't know about that. But they wanted her to feel this special simcha, that it's happening, it's going to happen, and to be thankful for it, in order that the ibur should be yoser sholei. That means that the feeling that she has, that she knows she's going to have a child, and she's excited about it, she's besimcha, she's thankful, she's appreciative. It sounds like even before anything happened, because it's going to happen by next Pesach, a year from now, but this is going to affect the physical health. The Ibur Yoyser Sholem, I don't think it's talking about the Shleimus of the Ibur in its Avodas Hashem. The Ibur is not the Oved Hashem. The Ibur Yoyser Sholem, the Chayra means that it's going to be a healthier child, just because... What? I don't know what you want with that. So good, that also affects it, so?
So she thinks she can't have a kid, she's not going to have the right kavanah. So she should know she has a kid, so then she'll have the right
kavanah. That's not kereshi, that's a pilpul. The Sipurna didn't make a pilpul. He said, shetismachi kedei sheyiyah ho'ibur yoser sholem. Okay, we'll discuss that. But lemaisa, it sounds like that the matzav ruach, the mood, the happiness, the thankfulness, the good feeling that she has is going to have a physical effect on this ubor, on this ibor that she has, and it's going to enhance its completeness, whether it's in health, whether it's in mental health, whatever it may be. And I think just this idea of how it moods, how midos, simcha is a midah, Hoidah is an appreciation, is a midah. How positive midos can have a physical effect on the person's body, on the mother carrying a child, the health of that child. I think it's certainly an insight into how far-reaching the power of different midos are. We take it a step further. The Sipurnu in the previous parasha says that when Sora gives Avrom Hogor, she says, Ulai ibone mimeno. Maybe she'll have a child, and through that, ibone mimeno, whether that means that through that, or because then now maybe she'll be zoichet to have a child, whatever. So the Sipurnu learns, Ulai kinas hayorech, maybe the jealousy of the yorech means the jealousy that I have of her pregnancy, yeah, of her ability to give birth to a child through the yorech, to oirer hakoyach lifuloisov, it will be meoirer the koyach of the puulas of the yorech, v'yischazik lahasig zera. And the yorech, and I guess that means the reproductive system will be strengthened, and it'll be strengthened enough to be able to be koilate the zera, and she'll be able to become pregnant. Now here too is a very interesting thing. What is she talking about? She's going to be mekane. Kinas hayorech, I don't know if it means the yorech is going to be mekane, but she's going to be mekane that this woman is capable of having children, and she's not. And that kino is going to strengthen the peulas hayorech, the koyach and the peulos of this yorech, of this reproductive system, and it'll be mischazik to be able to accept the zera. And a woman who for 90 years until now was not, it was 90, whatever the years of eligibility were, but for so many years was not able to have a child, now all of a sudden the reproductive system will be activated, and strengthened and capable because of the kino, the jealousy that she has for this shifcha that she gives to her husband, because she's able to, and that could make the difference. The kino could make the difference between a woman who for so many years couldn't have a child, and now all of a sudden this kino will affect the body in such a way that now she'll be capable of having children. So certainly, I think this is akin to kinas soifrim tar b'chochma, because this is really a kino for a good thing, for a dvar mitzvah. And kinas soifrim tar b'chochma is also very interesting. We're not just talking about petty chachomim. You know, let's say two great talmidei chachomim. They know everything. They know kol haTorah kula. And then there's some kind of kino between them. That this he asked good, he said better, this and that, a kino. And now all of a sudden, because of that kino, I'm able to see things. I tried. I've been learning my whole life. I'm Reb Chaim Oizer. I'm the Reb Chaim Briska. But now there's a midah of kino that sets in, and all of a sudden it gives me an impetus which all the Avodas Hashem and all the Chashivos HaTorah and all the Kabbalos of Malchus Shemayim and all the Vaharev No and the Hanor that I had from the learning all these years and all the godless of what I've achieved and everything, but now it's going to take me to a new level because of this Midah of Kino. It can now bring me beyond any place. There it's intellectual, it's emotional, it's motivational. Here with Sora, it's physical. And the truth of the matter is that we find this concept in the Rashi, and I've mentioned this before, in Parshas Vayetze, where, I think it's Vayetze, yeah, Vayetze, where it says, Vayiso Yaakov es raglov, Vayelech arzo b'nei kedim. And Rashi seems to be bothered by the Torah telling us he lifted up his feet, and he went to Arzo B'nei Kedem. What if he would have schlepped his feet? The Torah has to tell me that he lifted his feet. So Rashi says, Me'acha shehuftach b'shmiro. This is right after he's been told that he's going to be protected. So since he has a havtocha that he's going to be protected from Esav, Noso libo yes raglov v'nase kaloleches. His feet lifted up, his heart that was muftach, lifted up his feet, and became lighter to walk, to go. He became swifter. He was physically transposed. His ability to travel, his ability to walk, his ability to run, his ability to take big steps, whatever it was enhanced. Why? Because I'm confident. I have bitochen. Hashem is going to help me. I'm going to be protected from Esav. All of a sudden, I'm a new person. I have new koiches. I have new physical koiches. Nase kaloleches. Because of the fact that my heart was was full of bitochen. So whether it's the midas habitochen, whether it's the midas hakino, whether it's the midas hasimcha or ahoido, midas have transformative effects on a person's being. The Ralbag says that it goes a step further. It can even touch on the teva, the universal teva of a person to a certain extent. He says like this, Avas Hashem Yizborach Hu Yoyser Chashuka L'Shleimei Hadas. He says, Avas Hashem is more desired by the people who have more seichel, people who have das, people who know what it's all about. They have this tremendous chukah. Mikol Shar HaTevas HaNishoris, more than any other tevas. Ad shekvar yovi mipneho avo hahi lehokil b'shara tevis. Ad kidei kach, that the other tevis become insignificant to me. I'm makel in them. I'm they're lighter to me because of the excitement and because of the strength of this avas Hashem. And he gives an example. Aloi tira brings a raya. Avrom hasholem hoya kal be'enov lizbach beno yechidoi. Avrom Avinu, the sholem, the perfect one, was easy for him to sacrifice his son, his only son, Asher Noilad Loi LeEsik Nosoi, who was born to him in his old age. That was Yitzchok. In his old age, he finally had a son, finally had a Yerush, and he says it was easy for him to take him Aleo LeOilo, finished. Lichvoid Hashem Yisborach, because of the Kovod Hashem, Ulamalois Mitzvosoi, you hear? Ad kedekach, how easy was it for him? What's the sign? What's the test of the easiness? Ad shelo hisoirer levakesh kavona acheres lemaimer Hashem Yisborach. He didn't look for anything. He said, Haleu le'oilo, maybe this, maybe this. Chazal say that he could have asked, he could have said, maybe not Yitzchok, maybe not this, maybe not the Shechtim. He didn't ask any questions. He in fact, the Mefarshim, he went with his first interpretation. There were other interpretations that he could have had, but he didn't even look for another interpretation because Hashem said this, that's the way I understand it. That was the Mishkal Rishon. Mamish, it's Kaloi. He says, that's the right, that it was Kaloi Be'enov. Kaloi Be'enov. Ad kedei kach, Chazal say that he was crying b'shas the akedah because there's a tivius stick of love that a father has for a child that even the tzivoy Hashem couldn't uproot. That Rabbi Saul Salanta explains that. But look what's happening over here. He says it was easy for him to do the maisa. Maybe the tears came from someplace else, from that universal love. But the maisa was easy. You know, ad kedei kach was easy. I don't think, maybe there's another way. Maybe that's not what Hashem means. You know, there's a mokum suffix, and the beteva to shecht his son is the antithesis of everything that a father feels and is. But no, why? Because of avas Hashem, the midah of avas Hashem was able to be to impact upon the universal love that he had for his son, that every father has for a son, and it was able not to uproot it. He still shed tears. But to be able to bring it to the point where it isn't even difficult for him, that's what the Ralbag says, to follow it without even questioning that maybe I'm making a mistake in my interpretation. Because the power of that avo is so overwhelming that I so want to do the Rotzen Hashem. I so love Hashem so much and appreciate everything he does for me that this motivation is so intense, this midah of avo is so intense that it makes me not even pay attention, I guess, on a conscious level to the universal love that I have, and makes it bekalus. Yes, Hashem, this is what I understand you in the Mishkal Rishon. I'm not even questioning. Maybe there's another pshat in what you're saying. Here I am, hineni. You know, and that's the. So, I think that we see in many different examples and types of midas and dimensions of expression of midas, how powerful the midas are, that the midas can literally affect a person physically. There's a lashon in one of the Mefarshim in the Medrash that says, "Ki besimchas halev tluyim chayei haguf." In the happiness of the heart, the life of the body exists. In other words, our physical existence is dependent upon the simchas halev, and. Maisa, just take a minute. When I lived in Los Angeles, so due to some issues that arose, I got to know best-selling author, Norman Cousins was his name. He wrote a book, The Anatomy of an Illness. He wasn't a religious man, but he was diagnosed with a debilitating disease and basically, not given much hope to ever get out of it. And he told me, when I knew him, he was well, he was healthy, he was an old man already. He was a distinguished, well-known, he was an editor of a very famous magazine and whatever, an intellectual. And he said he spent a year in bed watching Abbott and Costello movies. Nobody's recommending that as a formula for anything. And just laughing. And he says the doctors were shocked. And he writes this book, it's called Anatomy of an Illness by Norman Cousins, how he healed himself, how he cured himself, just through simcha, just through laughter. And Abbott and Costello is not real simcha. It may be real laughter, but it's not real simcha. But the power that has. In fact, then he told me he went on to UCLA med school to do research in UCLA med school about the effect of positive emotions on the immune system. And which they knew until then that negative emotions depress the immune system. But they did research to find out, and they corroborated it, that positive emotions enhance the ability of the immune system to function. So, and that was what he was involved in, he wrote this book, whatever. But it's such a thing. But if that's the case, if midas have the power to affect us physically in so many different ways, to rejuvenate the ability to give birth to a child when I didn't have it, to give my feet the power to run when they couldn't, to compromise or to at least allow me to perform an act bekalus against the very nature of universal nature of a parent. And midas are very, very influencing. Positive midas can influence us in so many good ways, and negative midas can influence us in so many bad ways. So I think the upshot of the whole discussion is how important it really is, in that if the tachlis of everything is to let sarif venes hamidus, and tikkun hamidus is the ultimate goal, then it certainly, I think, it behooves us to put in great effort to really work on the union of tikkun hamidus.